Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Now with today's topic, here's Mary Tidwell, a 2008-2009 dietetic intern from Health Plus.
Nutrition is a key element for sustaining the energy it takes to train for and run a marathon, and it can also enhance performance. So today I'm talking with Amy Friedman, the sports medicine dietitian, as well as a dietitian in the nutrition clinic here at Vanderbilt, about ways you can fuel up before, during, and after the big race. Let's say I'm new to running and have decided to start an intense training program to get ready for my first half marathon. How should I evaluate my diet to make sure I'm getting the food I need? What are the main types of food I should be including daily?
One good idea would be to keep a food diary for a week. This exercise will allow you to evaluate your current intake. Your diet to fuel your new training should be balanced with fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy, and lean protein. It's always a good idea to limit the junk foods such as candies and fried foods. Try and add in whole wheat breads, pasta, and oatmeal. Eat a variety of fruits and vegetables. They can be fresh, frozen, or canned.
Does it matter when I eat in relation to working out?
Yes. It is very important to have a balanced diet throughout your training program. You need to have fuel before your runs. During any long-distance training, you will need to optimize your fuel. The fuel our body uses during running is glycogen. When we eat carbohydrates, they are broken down into glucose in the bloodstream. Then glucose is stored in our muscles and liver as glycogen. When fuel is needed, it is taken out of storage and broken down to fuel your running. So before you run, this is going to be very important. You should have a small meal closer to the time of running, and always try and have a larger one farther away. Eat a small snack such as a sports drink or bar before your runs. Eating before runs will help to top off your glycogen storage and give you more fuel and energy for your running. During your exercise, you will need to maintain your fluids, your energy, and your electrolyte balance. Try drinking water or a sports drink. Water will work for runs that last under 1 hour. Over 1 hour, you will need carbohydrates. Try having carbohydrate gels, goos, or chews. In this, you will need to have one packet for every hour of running. Don't forget to flush that down with some water. Look for items that have electrolytes. It's important to have water about 4 ounces every 15 minutes of your activity. After exercise, this is going to be very critical to have carbohydrates within 30 minutes of your running. Many people find it's easy to drink carbohydrates at this time. Some good items to try would be chocolate milk or a sports drink. A meal should be consumed within 2 hours of running to optimize your glycogen synthesis. This meal should include protein and carbohydrates. If you wait until after 2 hours, your body will not be able to replenish the glycogen as well as it would before the 2 hour period.
Speaking of hydration, is there really any benefit to drinking sports drinks or energy drinks?
Water is always a good source of hydration. Sports drinks are needed for any activity lasting longer than 1 hour. The carbohydrates and electrolytes in the sports drinks will help increase your hydration of the cells.
What are some unhealthy habits you've seen with athletes or other individuals training for a competition?
I think one of the most common things I see is people skipping meals. This will hinder your performance. Remember to eat before an early morning run. Don't skip a feeding opportunity. Another one is people eating a lot of junk foods and not enough whole foods, such as grains, fruits, vegetables, lean meats, beans, and low-fat dairy.
Are there any resources that you can recommend for getting solid nutrition advice and recommendations about training?
One book I really like is Nancy Clark's Food Guide for Marathoners. Another good resource is Runner's World magazine, in addition to their website.
In summary, what would Amy Friedman's top three things to remember when it comes to fueling for competition be?
First, try your marathon fuel and fluid intake during your training runs and get your body used to it before the race. Two, eat healthy every day, not just the days you're training. And lastly, eat a snack within 30 minutes after your run, in addition to a meal within the 2 hours of running.
Amy, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. And also remind everyone, if you have any specific questions about your personal training and nutrition needs, you can contact the nutrition clinic here at Vanderbilt to talk to a registered dietitian.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.